Hey guys, how have you been? So I haven't done a podcast in a week. And that is because I am still trying to juggle everything, and it's so easy to say, I guess, but in reality, it is pretty hard because the reality of life just hits you in the head and you then get distracted, and then you have to just focus on what you need to be doing. I don't know if that made any sense, but anyways, welcome. Before we start this podcast, if there is a change in my voice, it is because I got Invisalign. and I have a lisp potentially. I think I do. I do sound a little bit different, especially if you're listening to a podcast and this is the only voice that you can the only thing that you can hear or see is my voice. So hi, if it's your first time listening to me, then you probably think this is a normal thing. But yes, I got Invisalign about a week ago, and I'm vlogging the process, and I'm going to be putting that up on YouTube, which I'm pretty excited about. But it's been a pretty painful process, so yeah, I'm sorry if I sound all lispy and weird and like, I don't know, I feel like a little Zan slash like a little nerd, a little goofy little kid that doesn't know how to speak properly. Like I'm going through my awkward phase. Anyways, today's episode is about being your best self and the importance of investing yourself. And this is sparked because of my Invisalign braces. So, as a background story, I was always so this okay, this is gonna sound so conceited, but I feel like I looked pretty. I was a pretty kid, and I was really pretty teenager. Like, I'm sorry if I can't be relatable, but I mean, you can see for yourself. Like, I mean, I don't know where you could find it, potentially my Facebook. If you go up on my Facebook, my whole Facebook's on public, but I mean, there are some really awkward photos of me. But overall, I had like long blonde hair, and I don't know, I liked my body. I never had any body image problems, and I felt like I was my best self. I looked after myself to the best like possible way that you could as a teenager. This was only a couple of years ago, but it was the when the rise of makeup on YouTube has only just begun and people have started doing it, but not as crazily. Yeah, so I mean, to the best of my possible ability, I could, and I did. And then I want to say, as soon as I turned 18, as soon as I finished uni, I got into a relationship that I'm still currently in. And I'm going to be real with myself. I let myself go a little bit. I gained a little bit of weight. And I was putting on makeup, but for me, you know, I was going into uni and I was starting to work a lot more, and I was like, you know, what am I gonna do with all this money? And I just, in my head, for some reason, I thought that putting it in my back into myself was a huge waste of time, into clothes, into makeup, into beauty related, you know, skincare, anything, dental, anything. I started going to the gym. And that was my one thing. So my big thing was experiences are more important than materialistic items. Now, I still stand by that. I still hold that into account. However, now I strongly believe in investing yourself, because here's the hard truth, in my personal opinion, and I'm sorry that all the peas are coming at us. Like, I'm so sorry about it. In about a month, which I don't think I've really talked about treating yourself and my monthly little ritual, but I will talk about that in like a finances podcast. I will be getting a DSLR camera, a new DSLR camera with a mic that I can put on this phone or potentially the camera, or I don't know. I'm still learning the rope works, but I'm gonna be using a mic from now on, and even if I have like 17 plays per podcast, I don't care. I'm doing this for myself, okay? So I'm sorry if the voice is either muffled or, you know, piffy. So what was I even on about? I was talking about investing in yourself. Yeah, so this is the hard truth. I think that this is just the world that we live in. People are going to judge you by your physical looks. And if you want to get ahead in life, I reckon you have to look presentable. Now, this can mean a multitude of things, and I think that each person is different. Each and every single person is different, and it could be completely different for you. And there are effed up beauty standards. I do agree with that. I am the number one person to say that you have to love yourself instead of trying to please other people. However, I do think that looking presentable and however you think beautiful is in your way to look. So it's not that I didn't believe that before when I was in uni. It's just that I didn't prioritize it. And my whole big spiel was traveling, which it still is. It's a huge part of my life. And I hold that into the highest of regards. And, you know, because I worked in retail and I was a student, the only thing that I could really afford is this, that, or the other. So I chose travel instead of materialistic items. And I basically, you know, I wore nice stuff, I wore nice things, but not to the extent that I hold myself to now. And not just clothes, I'm just using clothes as like an example, but like, you know, hair, makeup, and there's nothing wrong with anything that I'm about to say with, like, you know, drugstore makeup. But I just believe that high-end makeup is personally better for your skin, especially foundation. And I wear makeup every single day, so I do think it is important. I use sleek makeup for my eyebrows. I use Rimmel concealer every single day. So I do use drugstore. But I do think higher-end brands are better. So this year I got a full-time job and I was able to allow myself to invest in myself. And even before, I mean, I don't even know how I was going to be doing this, but even before I got a full-time job at the start of this year, I told myself, Rita, you're going to have to invest in yourself. Something's going to change. And I did go through an ugly stage. I apologize if I'm ranting here, but I did go through an ugly duckling stage. I didn't have one. I did not have one in high school, unless you count like in like being a 13-year-old kid for like 6 months with like a botched side fringe and a couple of pimples being an awkward stage, which yes, that was an awkward stage. But I'm talking more like a permanent sort of like a long-term thing all throughout 2015. Was it 2015? Like 2014, 15. And halfway through 2016, so yes, it was quite a chunk of time that I feel like I didn't look my best. And you can look back at it, and of course I did love myself, but I wasn't thinking, to be completely honest, I wasn't thinking about beauty at all. I was thinking about uni, and I was thinking about travel, and I was thinking about my boyfriend and working on YouTube, and my dog is barking, so I'm sorry if you can hear that. I'm sorry. So yeah, I was able to do so much stuff this year. I got into laser, started laser hair removal, Invisalign. I started wearing more high-end makeup. I didn't start this yet. I was only prioritizing like gym fitness clothes, like Gymshark and like Adidas and stuff. But I'm gonna start like curating a capsule wardrobe, which is like the basic things that you always throw on. I'm going to splurge and buy like expensive ass shit. Like, I don't even know what you're gonna call that, but like, you know, a nice coat that I will wear every single day, I'm gonna buy. Because I find that I'm more so like, if I have a couple of good things, I will wear them, and I'm just gonna look, feel put together, and the rest of the stuff can be like Fashion Nova and Pretty Little Things and stuff. So I'm yet to curate that, which I think is financially very good, because I'm not only gonna be wearing that for a year, I'm not gonna be spending any other money on stuff for a couple of years. So I want like extremely good quality clothes that I can wear for a couple of years that would never go out of style. For example, a leather jacket would never go out of style, a trench coat, a nice coat, like a nice gray coat or a black coat or something like that would never go out of style, you know what I'm saying? Like basic things like that that I can pair off with other things that are in the current fashion, that is a good idea. So it's all about like also financially planning your life. So what else did I do? I started going to the gym more. I just grasped myself by the inexistent balls and I said, Rita, you're not gonna eat as much. So I lost 10 kilograms and I invested in my hair. You want to know how much? Google, call Hair and Harlow at Surry Hills and ask how much a foil and a tone costs. But I find that to be a very big investment in my life, because I used to bleach my hair and that damaged it. So, you know, it's all about what's important for you, justifying yourself, like, you know, no, not justifying yourself, but you know what I mean? Like, so that is my history. That was my background story of investing in yourself. And I do feel like people treat me differently now. And it's not about treating people differently or whatever. It's not all about that. It does make a difference, though. I'm going to be frank. I'm going to be real. I believe, personally, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I think that it does make a difference for how people treat you, and I think that is important, and it at least makes an impact in people's lives. My mom always used to say that it actually helps people visually, like, it's just pleasing visually. It doesn't have to do with anything sexual or like, yeah, hey, look at me, like, I'm flexing. It's just like visually appealing looking people is just easy on the eyes. That's what my mom always said. So I do agree with that. And it does change people's perspectives on you, which would be really good if you want to get up there in life, you know. But yeah. But also for you, like yourself, like I feel like a woman. Like I'm 22 years old. And I feel like a woman. I feel put together. I feel like I can conquer the world. And that is very, very important for not only women, but men, just empowering yourself and making yourself look good. And I do think that investing in yourself not only gives an impact for others, but it impacts your life as well to an amount that you don't even understand until you start doing it. Because I didn't really get it, but I was just like, you know, this is my imprint on life. Like, how am I gonna go down being remembered at like 22 years old? Like, you're never gonna be 22 years old ever in your life ever again. So how do you want to look like? How do you want to portray yourself? And especially if you're a woman in a career job. I need some lunch, clearly. I'm sorry if you get offended by this, but I'm really not here for people being offended. Like, I don't like offending people or making people feel like shit, but if it's my true and honest opinion, it doesn't mean that it's fact. But for people that it does help, I'm saying, or people who needs to hear this, I'm saying this. I truly believe that if you want to go up ahead in your career, it is 1 million times easier to do it if you're pretty. Let that sink in. I'm not saying that anyone else can't. I'm saying that it is easy, and I'm 100% not sleeping your way up to the top, like that. I'm 100% against that. But just visually, it's just a subconscious thing. People are attracted, not sexually, because everything nowadays is deemed as sexually, no, just attracted to people that are easy on the eyes. That's all I'm going to say. That is how I'm going to leave it. So, but that isn't even 100% my point. It's a big part. But number one, the most important thing is how you perceive yourself, how you want to look to other people and to yourself. And who do you identify as? Do you identify with the clothes that you're about to put on? Do you identify with that Fenty foundation? Let me tell you as a little sidetrack. Okay. I thought that Fenty foundation was going to be utter trash, because I think that anything celebrity other than the Kylie Jenner stuff is trash. I mean, if you can call Jeffree Star a celebrity, Jeffree Star's cosmetics are so good. Like, love Jeffree. So I guess I'm going back on my whole celebrity spiel. But for some reason, I just thought Rihanna's was going to be just like a marketing ploy. Like, oh, Rihanna's makeup. Like, I want to look like Rihanna. Let me get some Rihanna makeup. But girl, let me tell you, this is like my favorite, like my actual favorite. Double Wear Foundation by Estee Lauder is my favorite. Lauder. This is like a close, very close second. I wear it every single day now. I'm obsessed. So I identify with Fenty freaking foundation. Do you? She wear that foundation. She wear that Fenty foundation, not the Maybelline. If anyone knows what song that's from, you'll be a real one. Anyways, I clearly need some lunch. I'm pretty freaking starving. Oh man, these Invisalign trays are killing me, like, slowly. So beauty is pain, everyone. They're kind of like very slowly adjusting my teeth into the proper position, and I'm just like, why? It hurts. All right. I am gonna go, guys. I'll see you next Thursday. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'll see you in the next one. Bye!
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.